This is Scott Beck with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Matt Wolf. Matt's one of the brightest people I get a chance to ever visit with. He's a senior leader at RSM, which is a leader in the mid-market private equity business. We're going to talk today about the following. This morning, we're talking today, July 7th, jobless claims are up. And so jobless claims are up. With jobless claims being up, the market's way up. And the market's way up because there's a belief that Fed Chairman Powell and the Fed won't be able to be as aggressive in raising interest rates. And I want to sort of understand in this upside down, crazy world where bad news is good news for the markets, what does this mean for private equity, if anything? Or is private equity just plugging along, trying to do deals and make money and keep on growing? Matt, tell us what you see out there. What should we be thinking about from a private equity universe with this insane economic world that we're in?
Yeah, thanks. Happy to try to shed some light on that. Scott, I think insane is kind of the operative word, right? I mean, whether we're talking about specific asset class prices or just the overall macro conditions, we're at a very elevated level of volatility and uncertainty, and it's difficult to cut through that. You know, nobody has a crystal ball, of course, but, you know, we're of the opinion, at least as of today, prior to the June jobs report, that you know, at the end of July, we'll see another 50 basis point hike and 50 after that. And then we'll start to see the Fed slow and probably end the year at a policy rate of about 3.25% to 3.5% in that range, which is obviously significantly higher than we were 2 years ago. But, you know, in the broad context of interest rates, it's really not that high. You know, we have seen maybe a little bit of a slowdown in deal making in some subsectors, some niches, but you know, there's still just so much dry powder out there. I think it's kind of still brute force overwhelming what we're seeing in the interest rate environment. You know, certainly have a lot of sponsors that we work with that are looking at deals in different ways. We've had some sponsors kind of even look at swapping out debt. How do we hedge some of these term loans that we have? Is that a viable strategy? Which is, you know, not something that we've really seen in a long time. But I think from a private equity perspective, there's just so much dry powder to be put to work that we're going to continue to see deal flow. The shape of that deal flow might just change a little bit.
And you know, are you seeing any change to that deal flow yet? I mean, it seems like deal flow has picked up again, both at the mid-market and the larger level. If anything, there's a lot of dry powder chasing companies with serious EBITDA. What are you seeing out there? There's been a market slowdown in the venture capital investing world, but how about in the private equity world?
Yeah, I think we have seen it begin to change some. I think, you know, we still see sponsors eager to get deals done, but maybe not, you know, champing at the bit in the same way or even frothing at the mouth as some observers had put it in the last year or two, right? I mean, back to some of the more sort of norm of diligence and investment thesis that we saw pre-pandemic of, you know, let's make sure we understand what we're getting into as money becomes more expensive, as the leverage part of these buyouts become more expensive. We're going to slow down a little bit, take a little bit more time, make sure that we're doing the right deals. I think we've seen more, you know, anecdotally, we can kind of say we've seen more deals fall apart than we might have before, right? Where we get through whatever stage of that kind of overall process and realizing that, you know, oh, this deal doesn't make sense. And I think, you know, frankly, 6 months ago, that deal probably would have got done. But we're still, you know, exploring a lot of deals, still seeing a lot of that activity. But it has shown signs of slowing, either in terms of sponsors walking away from deals or just taking a little bit more time with their diligence.
Fascinating. So deals still getting done, people still moving along, the lending markets haven't frozen up, the reps and warranties market seems to be back. So at the end of the day, a little more caution, not quite as much a seller's market, but still pretty strong market for sellers. And people still very much business as usual from the private equity community.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, too, one thing that's important to realize as we talk about kind of risk of recession, everybody has their forecast. We have our own. We're at 45% chance over the next 12 months. You know, what does that look like? And, it's important, I think, to remember that whatever that ends up looking like, it's very unlikely that will have kind of the not even credit crunch, but just lack of liquidity in credit markets that we had during the global financial crisis. Right. So there may be an economic downturn. The NBER may call this period we're in a recession at some point. Who knows? But you're exactly right that at least in terms of sort of the plumbing of the financial markets and capital markets still remains relatively healthy. Deals will still continue to go forward and complete.
Thank you so much for joining us, Matt. It seems like the temperature of the private equity market is pretty good, all things considered, notwithstanding all the volatility in the greater markets and the economy and the world as a whole. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. As always, again, Matt Wolf from RSM, one of the brightest people we get to visit with. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Scott.